The industry around the scientific fields of optics and photonics has a strong presence in upstate New York. Monroe County alone is home to around 50 companies working in the field. The Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell looks at the industry that is behind things like lasers, smartphones, and the internet.
We are in powered flight.
Looking at this piece of glass the size of a quarter, it's hard to believe it has a twin on Mars. This small circular lens comes from a Rochester company, Optimax, and most of the images we see sent back from the Mars rover come through pieces just like this. Optimax is part of the burgeoning optics and photonics industry, and with its products reaching as far as outer space, this company exemplifies the industry's core message. Optics are ubiquitous.
Optical technology underpins a large fraction of the modern technological world. I mean, everything from a barcode scanner at a supermarket, you know, to a laser rangefinder, which you can use to measure the distance to the moon. And, of course, the biggest thing, of which everyone will have heard, is the internet. That's optical-based.
Colin McKinstry is a member of the Optical Society of America, and he says there's practically no part of our lives optics and photonics don't touch. Principal engineer and president of JK Consulting, Jennifer Krushwitz, agrees and says the pervasiveness of the industry extends even to social issues, like gender equality. Krushwitz says when it comes to women in science, optics and photonics are setting precedents.
I feel that optics is a very inviting discipline for both women and minorities. They're not only inviting to women in terms of publishing and sharing their research, but also for leadership positions.
Krushwitz says involving girls and boys from a young age is the key to industry innovation.
I would love to see more young people get into the physical sciences strictly because of the wonderful innovations that can come about in the next 10 to 15 years. And we just need young people to be excited about driving those innovations.
When you take a slinky and you have somebody hold the other end and vibrate it...
Stephen Jacobs is a professor in the Institute of Optics and one of the creators of a portable kit of teaching resources called the Optics Suitcase.
Okay, so this is the first one we usually do in a student presentation in a classroom. And basically, there's a clear plastic disc and a flashlight, so it's real simple. And if you hold the disc up to your eye and shine the flashlight in, you see color.
Oh, wow.
Jacob says the simple demonstrations in the case, like showing the rainbows created by refracted light, generate real enthusiasm in all students, regardless of gender. But, he says, keeping kids interested in the large variety of jobs in the industry can be slightly harder.
And they talk about the excitement in the presentation, and they want to be engineers. And here's the trick, though. The trick is to try to maintain that level of interest and excitement as they move through the schools.
Jacob says in the current job climate, optics is definitely a field with potential for graduates. Professor of Engineering at USC and Optical Society member Alan Wilner says there is strong potential for job growth in the industry, but a national initiative is crucial to keeping it that way.
We need to look into the future. We have played a leadership role in the past, but our leadership role is far from secure as you look into the future.
Wilner says it's critical for the US to remain a leader in an industry when other countries like Germany are investing heavily. He says he doesn't know exactly what the next big step for optics is, but he's certain of one thing. This industry is going to continue to underpin almost everything in our lives. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.
Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Visit innovationtrail.org.